Are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you join me for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. You can get Locked On Astros on a brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. And when you're getting your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. I'm being joined by Mr. Will Moriarty, and I hope he got a chance to actually watch this game this time. So how you doing, Will, and where can they find you at?
I did indeed, Eric. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. They can find me on Twitter at WillMoriarty86. That is at WillMoriarty86.
So the Astros are up 3-1 in the ALCS, and we got Justin freaking Verlander on the mound tomorrow. How sweet is this setup? And the rain delay, the rain postponement, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise for the Astros because we didn't have to deal with that stupid bullpen game. We're probably going to still have to deal with the bullpen game at some point because they're not going to bring some pitchers back on short rest. But hopefully it'll be only in the World Series because the Astros have a chance to win the series after losing game one at home and then winning the next three in a row, and they have a chance to make it four in a row tomorrow with Justin Verlander on the mound versus James Paxton. And Astros fans, you've got to be excited about this. You know the Yankees are not going to go out without a fight. They're going to probably put up their best effort tomorrow. But today's game, if I was a Yankees fan, I would be so embarrassed by just the output of what they did today and just the way that they didn't make some basic fieldings. And they made four errors in the game. It was just terrible. And if I was a Yankees fan, I would be kind of hiding my face as I walked out of that stadium.
Well, a lot of them did walk out early. I don't know if you saw, but not very Yankees fan, you would think. But don't typically think of Yankees fans as people who leave playoff games early. But apparently tonight they were. They did not seem like once the Astros kind of took a fairly hefty lead, like once it became 6-1, there was kind of a vibe that the game was over well before it was actually over, sort of reminiscent of the way the Dodgers looked really defeated in game 7 of the 2017 World Series, many innings really before the game ended. I remember watching that game being like, you guys look dead and you're not dead yet. And there are several innings to go, but they looked kind of gassed. And the Yankees kind of did tonight. Once the home runs came in, the Correa and Springer, the Yankees were just kind of done.
Yeah, and Tanaka looked like he was pitching well. Zach Greinke looked like he was a hot mess in the first inning. And Brad Peacock was even getting up and was trying to get loose in the bullpen. But then Zach Greinke came in and did what he typically does. If he struggles, he kind of gets himself out of those trouble. He stranded the bases loaded in the first inning. And I know that he only lasted 4 2/3 innings. I know that he could have probably done better. But he did enough. He limited the powerful Yankees offense to one run in 4 2/3 innings, and the bullpen did the rest of it. And basically, I think he gave up that run on a bases-loaded walk. Gary Sanchez did hit that two-run homer. I just remembered about that. In my mind, I'm just going to think that as 8 shutout innings because that's how dominant the Astros bullpen was. Yes, Josh James kind of struggled a little bit, but he kind of settled down, and we saw the Yankees offense kind of try to come back, but they just didn't have enough, and the fans knew it. That's why they left.
The old baseball cliche is it just didn't seem like their night. You're right, Greinke did settle in. He was good enough. He's not Justin Verlander or Gerrit Cole, but that's timing. Those are the two best pitchers on the planet right now. So what are you going to do? Josh James did to his credit, settle down a little bit. I was very concerned about what was getting ready to happen to him once I saw that he was prone to his occasional wildness this evening, combined with the umpire who, Dan, whatever his name was, who was squeezing Zach Greinke and the other Astros pitchers pretty hard. I was like, oh boy, you know, this is going to be a rough combination. And sure enough, I mean, something bad did happen. You saw the Sanchez home run, but James was able to limit the damage, and that's something definitely that's cool to see from somebody who is you know, a part of the plan for the next several seasons, whether he's in the bullpen or whether he makes his way into the back half of the Astros rotation. So that was good. There were a lot of good signs tonight. The bats, they're not all the way there. They're not all the way back yet, but they're getting there. They're heating up.
I was actually on the way to my son's teach the parent night, so I didn't really get to see all of the first inning. Did Zach Greinke walk all four batters in the first inning, or was it only three batters?
No, I think it was only three. I'd have to go back and check, but I think it was the three. I know he walked in the winning run, or not the winning run, but the run that scored off a
walk. Yeah, it was just three. I just looked.
Walk. And that was rough, but he, you know, he pulled it together. And I think that that was very important for him to come back and have several innings after that where, you know, he was able to pitch well. That was, I think, a good thing for everybody to see. It was all in all not a perfect evening. You know, there's still some occasional. I think AJ Hinch talked about the guys being a little over anxious at the plate. I think you're still seeing some of that, you know. The bats are starting to come alive, and that's going to be a really, really important thing when hopefully we're talking about a 7-game set with the Nationals in a few nights.
Yeah, for sure. And I misspoke earlier. I said that Greinke pitched, he actually pitched 4 2/3 innings. He actually pitched 4 1/3 innings. So that was my mistake. He only allowed 3 hits, 1 earned run, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. And the Astros did another Houdini act in the 5th inning when Greinke was relieved by Ryan Pressly, and a lot of us have not been really impressed with him. And I was kind of worried about it. I'm like, okay, you're going to bring him into this situation. So I know that Pressly walked a batter to load the bases, but then he struck out the next 2 batters, and then the inning was over. And it was just a great appearance from Ryan Pressly. This is the guy that we've seen all season before the injury, and it's good to see him get out there and kind of settle things down. So the Yankees, the story of this series so far has been what could have been. They have had so many opportunities to just blow the game open. I know they had that in game one, and they took advantage of it, but it just seems like no matter what they do, they just seem to find a way to ground into a double play or get a pop up with runners in scoring position or something like that. So we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that after the break. But remember, get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya podcast app or Apple Podcast. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. The postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Guys, the Astros are up 3-1 in ALCS, and unless you're very, very lucky today and got the early presale, you probably did not get the World Series tickets you want. So you can go to Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats can give you those experiences that will last you a lifetime. Get those tickets online, and Vivid Seats offers great prices and easy purchase experiences, as well as an in-app loyalty program and so much more. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Download the app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. After another Astros win, guys, let's go and talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the good old days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients such as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you'll be ready whenever opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, and faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, welcome back to Locked On Astros Podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. And let me take a second to tell you a little bit about Breaking Tea. Why don't you go to BreakingTea.com/TalkingStros and go get the Astros shirt you want. Is it that Carlos Correa called game shirt? Or is it the back-to-back with Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman? Or all the recent Justin Verlander shirts? Go get them at BreakingTea.com/TalkingStros, and that way you can show everybody your Astros pride. So, Will, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter at WillMoriarty86, Eric. That is at WillMoriarty86.
All righty. So the Astros won again. They won again. I think I said the Astros were going to win 3-1. I was sort of close, not really, but it was 8-3, the final victory, and it really wasn't as close as that.
And
seems.
I was wrong. You don't have to say it. I was very wrong about the whole game.
I wouldn't say that.
But I forget what did I predict? Like 6-1 Yankees or something like that.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, I mean it was.
I don't know if you did it last night. I think that when we thought it was a bullpen game, you said it was going to be like a 6-5 or a 4-3 game or something like that. But Brandon was on the podcast last night, so we both kind of predicted like a kind of 3-1 type of game, 6-1 type of game or something. But it doesn't matter. Ryan Pressly got his first win of the postseason, and Tanaka got his first loss of the postseason, and the Astros are one win away from the World Series. And we talked about this a little bit off air. Well, in order to go on to the World Series, the New York Yankees had to face Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, and then they have to win that bullpen game on Saturday. So it's going to be a tough matchup for the Yankees. They already struggled versus Verlander and Cole. So the odds are that the Astros are going to get it done. Are they going to get it done tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say there's a good chance that I would say maybe 60% chance that it happens tomorrow. But then again, you play the game, and you can't just look at a paper and say, oh, Justin Verlander held them to X amount of hits and 2 runs last time. And the only reason why they had those 2 runs was that homer. Who was it? Was it it was Gregorius, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. Who hit that homer off of Verlander? Do you remember?
Who? No, I do not offhand. I have the odds of the game tomorrow for you. The FanGraphs post the Yankees at 51.2% chance to win the game, and the Astros at 48.8%. So basically, they have a break even. I mean, I would say that, I would certainly say that based on how the Yankees have looked going into a game with Justin Verlander, I don't know exactly what numerical odds to put on it, but I would just say, and, you know, I feel good about it as an Astros fan. I can tell you one other thing. I don't think any of us were thinking when the Astros came here at 1-1 in the series, when the Astros arrived in New York, that anybody was thinking in the terms of sweeping the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. That was that was something that I think a lot of us would have viewed as kind of far-fetched. But like we've talked about, things are starting to come together. Overall, you're starting to see better at-bats. You're starting to see, you're seeing a pretty good bullpen this postseason. You're seeing good quality starting pitching. And the Yankees just, you know what? It's possible that the Yankees would have taken perhaps maybe even tonight's game or the other night's game against an Astros, the Astros team of even last week. It's possible. I mean, the Rays came within a game of doing it. The Rays came within, they were Gerrit Cole away from doing it in game five. But that's not how baseball works. The Yankees are facing the Astros of this week, not the Astros of last week. And you're starting to see better at-bats from Springer, better at-bats from Brantley. And, you know, certainly if you get those two guys going at their peak level, then the Nationals pitchers are in for quite a challenge.
We also had that Carlos Correa hit his 10th homer,
yep.
And he is the youngest player ever to have 10 homers as a 25-year-old.
Yep.
And he also has a record high 30 RBIs for someone that's younger than 26. So there's a lot of stuff to say about Carlos Correa, and a lot of people wanted to trade him during the season, get another pitcher and stuff like that. He's a diva. This guy is, like I think I've said it several times, he's a once in lifetime talent. You're going to have to be patient with him. He's going to have to deal with those injuries. We saw that with Troy Tulowitzki in Colorado. He always got hurt, but when he's playing, he's one of the best players in the game. And to correct myself earlier, it was Aaron Judge who hit that homer off of Justin Verlander. And I hate that dude. I just hate his smirk and everything about him. But the last time that Verlander faced the Yankees in 6 2/3 innings, he only allowed 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. And if you remember that game, he wasn't really too comfortable, but he still found a way to limit the Yankees' bats. And I think we've heard that almost the whole series from the Astros. The starting pitchers have not been comfortable, but they get the job done. And a lot of it has to do with the Yankees struggling, but also they're a tough lineup. And Robinson Chirinos said that after the game. He said, this is a very good lineup, and to do what we're doing is very impressive. So I haven't got a chance to talk to you about Whistlegate, and I know that AJ Hinch doesn't want to hear anything about it, and Brandon and I kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday on the podcast, but this is crazy, and MLB did an investigation. They said there's no way that there's any whistling involved there. They have cameras in the dugouts, guys. This is something that they look out for. They want to make sure everybody's on the up and up as much as possible, and so they didn't see any evidence, and AJ Hinch is like, hey, guys, if y'all going to make accusations against my team, why don't you put your name on it? Go ahead and put your name on there so we know who's saying this, because otherwise you're just throwing stuff at the fan and hoping it sticks. And the bad thing is in New York, if it's written, people are going to believe it. And you saw people all over Twitter saying, oh, yeah, the Astros are cheaters and they're cheaters. No, the Astros are just a better team. They've won more games this season. And honestly, between you and me, Will, nobody else is listening, I think the Yankees were a better team when they were dealing with all the injuries, when they had all those hungry players trying to come up and prove something, like the Urshelas and then the Bachmans, I think that was his name. But there's a whole bunch of people up there trying to make something of themselves. And this team is a little bit older. I know they have a 22-year-old, but Giancarlo Stanton hasn't really played much. We saw Aaron Hicks play today. And there's just a lot that's kind of going wrong with this team right now. And I think you kind of said earlier, they're kind of going through the same struggles the 2018 Astros did versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, they're facing a team that I think is just, frankly, a superior ball club. And one indication of that is that the Astros are are up 3-1. And I don't think, certainly I wouldn't, and I don't think you would or any other Astros fan would really say the team is playing their best baseball. And they're still up 3-1, having won two straight at Yankee Stadium. I think that they're, you know, like you said earlier, they're in great position going into tomorrow with Justin Verlander on a Friday night, the bright lights of the Bronx. So it could be a hell of a night for Astros fans. I think they're, like we've talked about, certainly with this game, it seemed like there was a fair amount of acceptance early on from everybody that it just wasn't the Yankees game. And it just kind of seems like some of the wind was out of the sails in that stadium, players, fans alike. Certainly I'm sure they'll try to put up a scrap tomorrow, but I think they have run into a better ball club.
But the Astros use pine tar today, I'm sure. They'll come up with something, and there's some type of justification for the Astros winning, and that's what sucks. You can't just admit that team is the better team, and that's what the Astros have been. I know game one was ugly, and maybe that was a slap in the face to the Astros, be like, okay, we can't sleepwalk through the series. We're going to have to really take this seriously. So let's kind of, before we end the show, let's go ahead and preview tomorrow's game. I think Justin Verlander, he's probably going to pitch 7 innings. I think he's going to give up 3 runs. I think he'll give up maybe 2 homers. One of those will be a 2-run homer. I think he'll have 8 strikeouts, but the Astros will win that game tomorrow 4-3.
That sounds like a good a prediction as any. Just to be contrarian, I guess I'll go 8 innings from Verlander and 2 runs allowed. And the Astros win the game. Let's call it, what score did you predict? Just so I don't predict the same score.
4-3.
5-2. The bullpen stays perfect. Verlander gives up a couple runs, and the Astros celebrate on a Friday night. They get to go out to whatever the fanciest restaurant in New York is. Maybe go have a steak at Morton's or Peter Luger's or whatever, and
did you say Piccadilly's?
No, Peter Luger's.
Oh, okay.
Steakhouse.
Piccadilly's is not a steakhouse, dude.
yeah. I'm tired. I think the Astros finish things off tomorrow.
Yeah, part of me kind of wants them to I know they broke out for 8 runs today, but a lot of those were based on errors. But I kind of want them to kind of have a big offensive game tomorrow, too, because they're going to have two, three days off before they have to face the Washington Nationals. And that Nationals staff has a tough rotation. But the Astros hitters went on. They can handle that rotation. So hopefully they get some confidence in tomorrow's game. And hopefully they don't have to play any more games, because you don't want to have to use Garrett Cole in Game 7. You want to use him in Game 1 of the World Series. So get it done tomorrow. And then we don't have to worry about the bullpen game, and we can save Garrett Cole. So that's all we got for tonight's podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play a podcast. Locked on Astros.